This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Corsi is a Harvard-educated political scientist, three-time number one New York Times bestseller. And he doesn't hype stuff up, as you know. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not mad at myself. But when I read the executive order last week, I said, this is martial law. And I understood what the president was doing. And I meant to come on air and say it's basically financial martial law against multinational combines and these big foundations. And then I just never came on air and did it. But Corsi is now breaking it down, and we really are under a civil emergency. A national emergency has been declared by President Trump, but the globalists were announcing they want their own national emergency and to take Trump out. So it's very constitutional what he's doing as president when an outside group is doing this, and he's only targeting them. And he went and made deals with Saudi Arabia to cut off the funding to the globalists. Big things are happening. This is so epic, I can't believe it. And everything Trump's doing is delivering power back to the people as he pledged a year and 11 days ago, or no, 11 months and 11 days ago, or whatever it was, on January 20th, 2017. So as we end the year, got about 4 minutes left, Dr. Corsi, this is so epic, this is so big, this is so huge.
Well, I think, you know, see, first of all, with Saudi Arabia, it's Donald Trump visited Saudi Arabia, and then very quickly after that, the prince begins to round up all of the key operatives in Saudi Arabia and takes their money, confiscates their money. Alawid, who was very, very...
the main funder of Obama and Hillary, and now it's happening here.
And the in this recent executive order, and what the Treasury came out with in an annex, the people they're going after, you know, the vast majority of them have deep ties to the Clinton Foundation, have deep ties to the Clinton Global Initiative. These are international criminals that engaged in a variety of activities, including human rights abuses and human trafficking. Now, if Donald Trump is going after the money again, this is fun. This is, you know, warfare. This is a clear indication that Donald Trump understands the deep state's use of money and their corruption in human resources. You're going to see millionaires suddenly leave the United States without explanation. You're going to see CEOs resigning without explanation. You'll see suicides occur. This is going to be massive, I believe, and I think it's already started. And Donald Trump is in a counterattack. 2018 is going to be the year of Donald Trump's counterattack.
Well, there's the headline on this epic live interview, radio, TV. I'm going to have it posted with that very headline, that 2018 is the year of Donald Trump's counterattack. That's so sensational and true, but I mean, it's even more sensational. He's declared civil emergency to actually block them before they declare the civil emergency outside of law and cut their money off, and he's done it. I mean, can you believe we've been so used to corruption and evil to now actually see a very pragmatic kind of JFK-style tax plan that's actually for the people? I mean, I am just so proud that we backed Trump, Corsi.
Well, this is Donald Trump's the chief executive. He understands this is the first time we've really had a president who's going to use the enormous powers of the presidency for eliminating corruption, not for advancing corruption.
He actually fired all lobbyists. That's why they're pissed. There's no lobbyists giving him ideas.
He fired, you know, the whole section of the HIV/AIDS group that was in the White House. Just got rid of them, the whole group. You know, he's firing left and right, not hiring in the
State Even Department. CNN admitted that he has massively cut the government.
Yes.
Except Veterans Affairs and the military.
And the presidency has enormous powers. He's using them on executive orders to eliminate what he can of the government, regulations, and now he's going to go after human rights violations, which is going to be epic.
I want you to join me for a full hour tomorrow or Tuesday, Dr. Corsi, to really walk through this because it's happening. This is real. Wow. How will the deep state counterstrike back, though? Stay with us. Roger Stone is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And then we've got Michael Caputo, another top Trump former advisor. Stay with us. Please spread the live links.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
With you, ladies and gentlemen, I intended to go to the grocery store yesterday and get a couple bottles of Dom Perignon or whatever to I'm not a big champagne drinker, but to drink them here. Less than a year later, with Roger Stone tonight, but I never called Roger. I never, you know, did it. And then, sure enough, I see him punched up on the Skype here in the studio for the TV/radio simulcast, and there he is in a tuxedo with a martini, I'm sure a dry martini. I don't have a drink here to toast him, but I'll toast my Uramate tea, because I go to bed about 9 at night if I don't drink Uramate at this time. But I don't know, is that good luck to toast iced tea with South American iced tea with a martini shaken, not stirred? We'll see. But, boy, talk about celebration. Talk about delivery. Talk about us getting used to being lied to and told that politicians would never tell the truth. Well, guess what? Donald Trump isn't one. And he's draining the swamp. He's on the offense. We're going to get into big breaking news. We've given you positive news about the president going after the globalists, declaring financial martial law over the foundations to counter them, a good form of civil emergency. But they're going to be counter-striking. But Roger Stone, my friend, it is good to share New Year's Eve with you, my comrade in libertarian capitalism.
Alex, Happy New Year. I hope you had a terrific holiday season. Boy, the president has delivered our presence in spades. The elitists are hysterical, near suicidal, because both on the economic front, on the foreign policy front, the president is doing exactly what he told the American people he would do, something that's unheard of in American politics, a candidate who gets elected and actually delivers on their platform. And now with this new executive order, which David and I spoke about extensively yesterday morning, he's laid the groundwork for a sweep up of the bad guys. You can see that this was specifically tailored for the Uranium One situation, for a sweep up of Bill, Hillary, and perhaps even Barack Obama himself in terms of the massive crimes that they have been exposed on in just the last 3 weeks.
And by the way, everybody knows we don't hype stuff here. We just lay out the facts. Suddenly, so I saw the executive order last week, and I had you on, I had Corsi, and I agree that's where it's going. And the Saudi Arabian deal and all of it, cutting off their money. But now, not just Schmidt, not just McCabe resigning, you have suddenly hundreds of leftist newspapers, CNN, The Nation, you name it, saying It's all a fraud. The Russiagate was a fraud. It was criminal. It was terrible. The Clintons are evil. They're finally giving up the ghost, I believe, at least on the surface. So let's get into their counterstrike, or, you know, we know they're duplicitous. There's no honor amongst thieves. But to you, the listeners, everybody else, I think the age of treachery that we've been in for 50 years is beginning to turn. That means there's some utopia we're about to enter, but the age of honor is coming back. So here is the sun coming back. Here is the light coming back. And here is to you, Roger Stone, to President Trump, and our listeners. I salute you all, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. And here's to you and the entire vanguard at InfoWars, because you have been the cutting edge of this revolution.
Well, I don't want to brag about it. The history books have to be written. It's just an example of victory. We've both gone through hell. They tried to kill you, and they asked you to classify that you were hit with a polonium, and they've tried to destroy everything I've got and come pretty close and, you know, tried to take my kids away from me. It's been a serious, but you know what? I'm not an SJW. I don't feel sorry for myself. These scars are my masterwork. I mean, this scarred body, I love it. I love the battle scars. I just love being a man, Roger. Not a superstar, not a Superman, but a man. I mean, how good does it feel to see real history now with our fingertips and our listeners and activist fingertips all over it? I mean, this is epic.
That which does not kill us makes us stronger. I have no doubt whatsoever, Alex, that Donald Trump could not have been nominated without the support of InfoWars and the entire alternative conservative community across the board. 2016 was the year in which the mainstream media lost their stranglehold on the entire dissemination of political information. Now they seek, I think too late, to put the toothpaste back in the tube. But make no mistake about it. The deep state does intend to counterattack. They are not just going to go quietly. They are continuing to plot and scheme against this president. Now, I know with the president ending the year on a high, with his massive tax cut, the largest tax cut in U.S. history, and a real surge in the stock market, historic lows in unemployment, a boom in the housing market, a new confidence in America around the globe, that this will seem far-fetched to some. Some will scoff and say, oh, you fellows are just conspiracy theorists. No. Let me be as clear as I can. The 25th Amendment strategy that I have outlined here on InfoWars is still very much afoot.
And that will be accompanied by drugging of his food. We'll talk about it next segment. But right now, I want to get into the victory with you. And then I want to get into their counterstrikes and the big news you're going to be breaking about who's going to be leaving the administration next and the big fight there. But what does it mean to have CNN, the New York Times, the Nation, and a bunch, I mean, so many papers, I can't even list them all. I covered them earlier, admitting it's all a fraud. It's an attack on free speech. I mean, some of these things have you front page. Here it is. Russiagate is devolving into an effort to stigmatize dissent. It's got you testifying on Capitol Hill. I mean, all of this, what does that signify? Because that can't just be playing possum. I mean, suddenly to have hundreds of papers saying we were wrong, Russiagate's authoritarian, we're sorry. I mean, I think they're doing it because it blew up in their face, and they know now that they just hope it goes away.
Well, this has been a failed gambit. The entire argument that Donald Trump was assisted in his election by Vladimir Putin and the Russians has collapsed. It's collapsed of its own weight because there is absolutely no evidence whatsoever that that is the case. But it would be a mistake, Alex, to think that CNN and the hardcore left, the George Soros-financed cabal that has run this country for the last 30 years, is going to throw in the towel.
They can't give up.
I see a real difference between responsible, yes, even patriotic liberals who are just misguided in their views, but who don't hate America, like some of the folks at The Nation, who have reached the right conclusion, which is to say the entire Russian charade is an attempt to stifle free expression, and that they've come up empty-handed despite the fact that they spent...
Sure, and it's destroying the FBI, but what would CNN... Have you seen CNN now has multiple articles saying, quote, Trump was right about the FBI?
That's today. What will they say tomorrow? In other words, I think that is a tactic rather than a change in strategy. And they know that the president is having a very, very strong December, to say the least. that he's going into the new year with the wind to his back. But
so they're just leaning on the ropes right now, knowing it's killing them to be anti-American recovery. So they're just kind of recessing into the shadows.
Well, I have a number of things to report about the plot that is afoot when we get to the next segment. But, Alex, in the meantime, I really hope that the expansion of InfoWars can continue and that folks will go to the InfoWars store because it's programming just like this that's paid for by our listeners. We don't have any wealthy billionaire right-wingers standing in the wings.
No George Soros.
Giant checks. We have no George Soros.
I'm glad you mentioned that. We're going to break right now. Absolutely. We deliver. I mean, if there was anything you ever invested in, you get great products at the same time. Buying products at InfoWars, best products, best prices, whether it's water filters, air filters, shirts, clothing, high-quality supplements, you cannot get better products at better prices, and you cannot fund a more savage group of people committed, like kamikazes, to taking on communism, globalism, and pedophilia, and Satanism, and crushing the state. I mean, this is it, folks. So support us in the new year. InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide right now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Let's see, the whole globalist shadow government program can cut both ways against the New World Order. They wanted to run their Operation Valkyrie, we're running ours. By the way, I met with my CPA, who's also on a bunch of boards, major corporations, is one of the top CPAs in Texas. And he was very proud of it, and so was I. We're both paying more taxes under the Trump plan. Because we're nouveau riche, upper middle class, you know, not super wealthy, but wealthy, successful. They got rid of the exemption on the property taxes above $10,000 and did a bunch of other stuff. So, yeah, I got a two-point cut in income taxes, but the other stuff, I'm paying more. I love it. I don't like the globalist fat cat liberals having $20 million houses and putting all their stuff in that and paying no tax, basically, federally with their exemption. And so Cuomo and others are so pissed. You're right. All you liberal ultra-rich people, you know, they admit liberals in Congress have 70-plus percent of the money. I'm sick of filthy, rich, tax-exempt jerks like Bezos that's taxpayer-funded with stuff you got Obama to pass, telling a working family making $200,000 a year that they're rich pigs. They all got big tax cuts, and people making 50 grand did, and now all these bonuses, and I love it! And I love paying more taxes if it means getting the country going. Roger Stone, what do you say to this? And then get into all your huge news. Now you got huge news. You're going to ride shotgun with Caputo coming up. But, man, just seeing Trump deliver, it's just so good after the dark night of liars with the Democrats and Republican scumbags to see somebody who isn't out to rape the country.
Well, Alex, I love it when you call Governor Cuomo out because a very, very prominent New Yorker went to Governor Cuomo only days ago and said, look, since you no longer have the deductibility of New York's very high income taxes, why not have New York taxpayers pay that money to a tax-free foundation, to a nonprofit, which would then give it to the state. They could take the deduction. The state would get the money. Everybody would benefit. And the governor's response was, not interested. No, he's only interested in trashing President Trump. He's not interested in a true solution and lower taxes for the people of the Empire State. So, Alex, I think you hit it right on the head. For the vast majority of working Americans, this tax cut is evocative of the tax cuts of Ronald Reagan, John F. Kennedy, and we know that a rising tide lifts all
boats. Think about Trump, how much property he owns. This is a huge, this is the untold story. I was doing the math last night just on what's available. This looks like he's going to lose hundreds of millions of dollars a year on write-off himself. I mean, when I saw that my taxes actually went up, but for working class and middle class it went down, it made me love Trump even more. He actually, the ultra-rich should be paying more tax. He's like the real Bernie Sanders. It's incredible.
No, and this has some precedent. You know, when he thought about running for president in 2000, he put forward a proposal in which the mega rich would pay more. This included himself. He knew that he would be taxing himself later, but he wanted to erase the deficit to make America stronger. That's the kind of selfless patriot Donald Trump is. So, yes, he will pay more under this plan. You and I will pay more. But the vast majority of working Americans who voted for Donald Trump are going to get a tax cut. And the people can dispose of their own money better than the government can.
You know, it's sick. It's suddenly I want to pay my taxes and I never have because suddenly I feel like it's finally for America, at least in the idea.
Well, look, I follow the writings of economists like Larry Kudlow and Steve Moore of the Heritage Foundation, and they've been beating this drum all the way back to the Trump campaign. Donald Trump had, from the beginning, the most dynamic, the most pro-growth tax proposal of any candidate, Republican or Democrat, And now, lo and behold, despite the fact that some in the Congress have added some Christmas tree provisions, he's making it happen. This is going to be the greatest economic boom in American history, and it's going to turbocharge our economy, which is going to make removing him even harder, but that will not in any way dampen the attempt by the deep state and the two-party duopoly, the elites of both the Republican and Democratic Party, who still, despite the president's incredible success, want this president gone.
And let's be clear, then I'm going to give the big news. If you look at the geniuses within the next 2 years, analysts agree it's going to put pressure on the blue states that write off their income tax super high and write off their property tax super high, that then balloons it because it's written off. It makes people launder money through it. Then no money goes to the central government. Then the money only goes to rich globalists in those states that are writing it off. This actually makes them pay taxes, but it'll put pressure for the states now and the cities that do this to lower taxes to reasonable levels. I mean, you look at the genius. It's like, I think I'm pretty smart, Roger, but I read this in Aftermath now, and I go, man, as bad as some of his advisors are, whatever's happening, some good stuff's going on, Roger.
Well, what the president said in that New York Times interview a couple of days ago is absolutely right. He understands tax policy better than the economists. Alex, let's move to the news because I think it's important.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to the next segment, too, because Caputo's coming up. Yeah, let's get in. Give us a taste of what's coming up, the good, the bad, the ugly. Because there's some bad news, too. We got some big news on who's going to be leaving. Let's do 25th Amendment right now, though.
Well, first let's go to a question you asked me yesterday, because at least three senior administration sources told me, and I reported here at InfoWars, that Secretary of State Tillerson was leaving around January 1st. Now, suddenly, after a private meeting with General Mattis and General Kelly, well, it appears that Mr. Tillerson is staying, at least for the time being. I don't know what reason the generals gave the president, but I know what their game plan is. They need Tillerson's vote for their 25th Amendment takedown. They are head counting. Anybody who thinks that Mike Pence isn't planning to move into the big office is wrong. His top aide, Nick Ayers, was caught leaking detrimental information about the president, and rather than fire Ayers, his press secretary, Mark Lotter, an exceptionally able young man, took the fall for him. So there are people staying and there are people leaving. We will get back into it in the next segment, as you say. But I stand by my prediction. Tillerson will stay around long enough to be of use to the deep state. Let's not forget where Tillerson came from. He was recommended for the Secretary of State job by Condoleezza Rice, hardly a Trump supporter.
Exactly. I'm just frothing about how good things are, but you're right. I mean, it's just like McCabe, the architect of the fake Russiagate investigation as the deputy director, advised the president by, I guess, Rosenstein to put him in. Now he's leaving because the president knows he's a fraud. That's an example of how the president's really smart instinct-wise, but surrounded on research by bad research, putting in globalists around him.
Well, I think he's often, Alex, not told all the facts. In other words, they say, Mr. President, this is John Smith. He had excellent grades in college. He's been endorsed by five Republican U.S. senators that you like. He'd be perfect for this job. No one says, and oh, by the way, he's a member of the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations, and he worked in the George W. Bush White House. So I think they lie to the president by omission. And he's not a political animal. He's a businessman. He's a visionary.
He's a straight shooter. We'll be back then on the 25th Amendment plan and who's going to be leaving the administration next, who they plan to replace it with, exclusives with Roger Stone and Michael Caputo straight ahead. Stay with us.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nutrition. tropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm. You know, they call me a schmuck, psychopath, sociopath, dude. They think I'm a dummy because I don't want to screw people over. So I'm a softy. I really care about people. I care about doing what I say I'm going to do. I also like to beat the brains out of my enemies politically and physically if need be. I'm not saying I'm a tough guy, but I'm ready to fight. And I got to tell you, I feel so satisfied, so satiated. I feel so empowered. I feel so good about pushing Trump and going with my gut. And everything that's happened in the last 11 months and 10 days, it's amazing. Michael Caputo, former senior advisor to the Trump campaign, head of the New York campaign as well, politics@newyork.net. He's been accused of being a Russian agent. That whole narrative's falling apart spectacularly. We'll get his take in a moment on what he sees happening in the new year and just where we're at politically. But, wow, I just feel like if I'm not gushing, I'm not being honest. And I'm always just honest. But Roger Stone, there are some poison linings to this. Give us the intrigue, even trying to get to, but I wanted to hold it till now, about the big resignation you learned about from little birdie. Big exclusive. The media all pays attention to your exclusives because they're 99% of the time accurate. Your big exclusive, and then the next big shoe to drops and the six. We shouldn't be too arrogant, as the wolf says in Pulp Fiction. We shouldn't start, you know what, each other yet. What should we be watching for? Roger Stone will co-host here with Michael Caputo here in just a minute.
Well, Alex, I think you're absolutely right. We should not just assume, because the president is having these extraordinary successes, that it in any way dampens the resolve of the deep state or tamps down the deep enmity they have for both the president culturally or his policies, which are, you know, nationalists, which are pro-American sovereignty, which are pro-American exceptionalism, which are, you know, a tip of the hat to Americana and the greatness of this country. They've had their way for 30 years. They have no intention of relinquishing the steering wheel to Donald Trump this easily. They're still shocked that he pulled off his most improbable victory in the last election against all odds. General John Kelly, whose own personal politics are progressive left and who has sought to put a cocoon around the president, cutting him off from his natural allies in the conservative and liberty movement, is telling intimates that he himself will leave within 3 to 4 months. And I think this is the key. And the president's new chief of staff would be Rob Porter of Ohio, the Bush Quisling, the U.S. Senator, member of the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, I bring this up now, and I know that some out there will say, oh, this is a conspiracy theory. Let us just see. I think it's vital that the president know who Rob Porter is. And when they say the president, do they necessarily mean Donald Trump? Mark my words, Alex, despite the fact that we're high-fiving each other right now and that the president is in an exceptionally good mood, having had a great year, this is going to come on fast and furious, and it will be vicious. You're going to see an uptake in the Trump is crazy talk. You heard it here on InfoWars first. I said it months ago. When the Russian collusion delusion collapses, when they are proven to be completely
empty. You said it in March. You said it because you have the sources. And that's where I want to go next with you and Michael Caputo, politicsny.net, is that why is the New York Times, Michael Caputo, why is all these publications saying, okay, Russiagate's fake, the FBI is in trouble, we admit it's a fraud, let's just leave it alone. Why are they signaling that all over the place the last 4 or 5 days? Michael Caputo, what do you make of that, being a former top Trump advisor, and then other big issues? You're the expert here. What other information do you want to impart to the listeners about where we are right now in this war to retake America from the globalists?
It's interesting. I think, frankly, that it was always going to end this way. The Russia-Trump collusion, delusion was always going to come apart. And I think the left is probably high-fiving themselves that they were able to keep that ball in the air as long as they were able to. You know, frankly, this has all been about a very important agenda on the left. That is, they're going to destroy Donald Trump. They're going to destroy his family. They're going to destroy his businesses. And they're going to destroy his friends, because God forbid in 10 years or 15 years, another American-minded billionaire comes forward and says, honey, I can fix this. I think I need to run for president. They want that person to have a second thought. Look what they did to Trump and his family and his businesses and his friends. And I think they've taken this Russia collusion delusion as far down the track as they could. You know, Alex, when I was working with the president during the campaign, there was a point there was a signal to me, I thought, that the Hillary side of the campaign had cracked the code, had figured out how to get Donald Trump. And that was to insult him, to insult his family, or to insult his businesses in an unreasonable and an unseemly way, have that advanced by the media, and he would get angry and make mistakes. We saw that time and again tried on him during the campaign, and occasionally it succeeded. What they've done here is, as we saw in the book Shattered, which was written about the time after the election, the Clinton team decided that they were going to have this Russia collusion delusion as their front line, as their first story, and try to put the president in a situation where he would mess up, and in this circumstance, perhaps commit obstruction. And I think they're satisfied that they've moved the ball so far as they have.
What do you make of them then suddenly coming out and saying, okay, it's a fraud, okay? I mean, is that just them hedging their bets because they realize the public isn't buying into it because now all these documents have come out and the admissions of like 26 people in the FBI and Justice Department colluding to make all this up?
It's interesting, Alex. I'd love to hear what Roger has to say. I haven't had the chance to talk to him about this, but the big blockbuster nothing burger in the New York Times about Papadopoulos that came out this weekend, I can't quite figure out, trying to read the tea leaves, why they would break this story on New Year's Eve weekend, which I believe is perhaps the worst weekend of the year to break news. I wonder what Roger thinks about that.
Let me take a shot at this. Here's the thing I think it's important to understand. The globalists always have a plan A and a plan B and a plan C. Plan A has been a limited success in the sense that they have tied the president up for over a year over nothing. And sadly, a substantial number of Americans, thank God a minority, still believe that the Kremlin somehow tried to help Donald Trump get elected, despite the fact that they turned up no evidence whatsoever.
Or that all three of us worked for the Kremlin.
And they have taken, they accused us of being Russian agents. They accused InfoWars of using Russian bots to post our links. Complete nonsense. They take a completely innocent and totally legal meeting by Donald Trump Jr. and they try to make it a criminal conspiracy or, at a minimum, a campaign finance violation. It is neither. But they are abandoning Plan A. It's over. We're now moving to Plan B. Plan B is a removal under the 25th Amendment, a bogus claim.
And as you said, Kelly and others, everybody wants to lionize them. You think, from your sources, well, let me ask Caputo that when we come back. What about the 25th Amendment? I mean, how can they get rid of the president now? More rape gate, you know, made-up stuff. We'll talk about it all. Michael Caputo, former senior advisor to Trump during the campaign, politicsnewyork.net. And, of course, we have Roger Stone of Infowars.com with us. Don't forget, we are listener-funded and supported. Free shipping store-wide. It's got to end the next 2 days. We're not on Amazon. We don't get taxpayer-funded. Free shipping store-wide and 50% off all our best-selling items. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. It's why we are able to do this, so thank you all.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Don't tread on me. I got to tell you, this is an amazing final broadcast of 2017. And we're so accustomed to evil and corruption to just see a president that's not out to get us, is actually trying to turn the country back on and trying to be fair. Is amazing. So I really asked Michael Caputo, former top Trump advisor, and of course Roger Stone, former head of his campaign, to just take over this final segment. So they pause, I'll run rampant here and just give us other tidbits. And I said, Caputo and Stone, what are you talking about? And I said, well, what's next? Indictment of Jared Kushner, but also midterms 2018. Because 2017, 2016 is our beachhead, 2018 is key. Say what you want about Roy Moore. He got the election stolen from him. That's been proven. So I think election fraud is going to be the key to what they do. So, guys, go ahead and have a free-for-all for the 10 minutes we have left here.
All right. Well, I'm happy to dive in. Look, I think Mueller has had as bad a month of December as the president had good. His entire probe is exposed as the partisan witch hunt that he is, that it is. His hit squad is exposed as exactly that. And now the only way that he can regain the upper hand is through the guilty plea of General Mike Flynn, who I believe is a great, great patriot. Flynn has been jammed up in a process crime. There's nothing illegal or improper regarding his outreach to the Russians to set up a meeting. In case you haven't been paying attention, folks, the Russians have thermonuclear weapons. Not speaking to them would be very, very dangerous. But we do know that that Flynn has said publicly that a senior member of the president's transition team instructed him to reach out to the Russian ambassador. That can only be Mr. Kushner. Let me stress again, even if Jared Kushner did do that, That's a perfectly appropriate legal function of the transition and a counselor to the president. Yet we know that the FBI has grilled Kushner for hours, and therefore the question becomes, do they try to jam him up with some kind of process crime, like they did with Flynn, in an attempt to inflame the president and induce the president to fire Mueller, or perhaps to pardon both Kushner and Flynn?
Well, clearly that was their admitted plan. They've telegraphed it with all their talking points on CNN. But now Michael Caputo, it seems to be blowing up as it's, I mean, even mainstream publications admit it's all a frame-up of Trump. I mean, are they crazy enough to go forward with this? What comes next?
Well, I think it's interesting. I don't just count the tea leaves that are there. I look for the ones that aren't there. And you know what's not there? After all these stories about what Flynn did and what the coffee boy Papadopoulos did, we've seen very little about Jared Kushner. And the question, you know, we also see that the Kushner and his legal team were out shopping for a public relations firm. So it appears they are looking, you know, forward into 2018 and seeing a more serious fight on their hands as well. So the lack
of... Oh, absolutely. They plan to indict Kushner next. I don't think they got the waivos to do it to Donald Jr. So yeah, go, keep going.
Yeah, I just think the lack of news on Kushner shows to me that he's probably, his time in the barrel is coming in this new year. And that's unfortunate, but, you know, he appears to be their new target. We also see in this New York Times story, as many errors as I saw in it, we also see that Papadopoulos was somebody who was running absolutely amok. And if you believe what the New York Times is saying, he was doing things that were, you know, and the one thing that's, the two things that are very much missing from that New York Times story is there's no mention of anyone who carried his water to the president or that he actually connected.
Well, yeah, he's like this low-level guy that keeps going, let's meet with the Russians. They're like, shut up. Russians, they don't matter. It's like hundreds of times he was obviously, looks to me like he was a plant from the beginning. I mean, you read those transcripts, does it not look like he's a plant from the beginning?
It does.
He's either a plant or he's just stupid. Let's be clear. He's a volunteer. He has no authority. He's not on the payroll. He doesn't have a pass.
Sure, but he's like a wind-up doll. He just goes, meet with the Russians, meet with the Russians, meet with, and then they're like, shut up, kid. Russians aren't, I mean, it's like there's nothing there.
Some of the interesting parts of the story were that it was very clear from the New York Times story that everybody in the campaign thought this guy was stupid, that he was foolishly enthusiastic, and that he had terrible ideas. And it comes through in the story as well. I think they also in that story said that Sessions, I believe it was, wanted to move away from his ideas because there was no way if they were ever going to meet with the Russians that they would do so through the auspices of a young and inexperienced person like Papadopoulos. So some of that
story, exactly. That's the meetings I'm saying where Sessions is like, yeah. Russians? What? It's like talking about, you know, just random crap.
But let's play it out here. See, what they would like to have happen is the president, first of all, it's not inconsistent because the indictment of Kushner would be not related to Russian collusion. It would be related to lying to the FBI.
Right.
Then they hope that the president will overreact and fire Mueller. This is their briar patch strategy. They are so naked.
Please throw
to have Congresswoman Jackie Speier, rhymes with liar, running around saying, oh, the rumors everywhere, Trump is going to fire Mueller. They want him to fire
Mueller.
So
let me ask you both. Let me ask Michael Caputo here as we end this year's transmissions. Clearly, it's falling apart. What? How do they extricate themselves with face shaving? Or is all this face shaving a ploy for what they're really about to do with Russiagate? Is it dead, or does it still have legs? Michael Caputo.
I think that the House and Senate investigations, the multiple investigations over in Congress there, are going to wind down. You'll see Representative Smear and Representative Schiff spending a lot of time screaming about it to the press because they've gotten a free ride in the media for quite some time. I believe we'll see Mueller's investigation wind down necessarily, too, with maybe even some more process crimes accused and prosecuted. But in the end, I think the net that they're going to come up with is just going to have one Papadopoulos in it and nobody else. Because I believe Manafort and Gates are going to break free of these allegations. And I believe General Flynn, when we find out what Agent Strzok did and how he tricked him into this this alleged interview where he lied, I think that's going to come out in the wash as well.
I totally agree, but, you know, they never give up, even though they're getting their ass kicked, politically, you name it. If America doesn't roll over like Bernie Sanders did when they stole the nomination, when Hillary did, we're going to win. But if we roll over, that's the bottom line. You know, I had the crew run out to the local grocery store to get a bottle of champagne here at the end because I didn't have any alcohol, and Roger was drinking his dry martini. But to Mike Caputo and to Roger Stone and to Donald Trump and our listeners, most importantly, we're not perfect, but we're not out to screw you over. We're not out to set up some, you know, Venezuelan or North Korean hellhole because we're a bunch of, you know, one-inch, you know what, long people that hate everybody. So happy New Year to everybody. I want to give you both a one-minute comment here at the end. But to my crew and all of you and the listeners, I love you. And I am so proud to be associated with people that are pro-freedom and pro-America. So to all of you, to Mr. Caputo and Mr. Stone and the great crew here, God bless you, gentlemen. Each of you, Mr. Caputo first, a one-minute final comment here as we go into 2018.
Well, 2017 has been hell for a lot of people. It's been difficult in a lot of ways, but we sure came out of it strong. I've always known Donald Trump to finish strong when he's in the midst of a difficult business battle. And he ended 2017, I think, with one for the record books. With what he did, with regulations, cutting 900-plus regulations, installing Gorsuch and a dozen appeals court justices, he's achieved more in 1 year than many presidents have in their first year. And he comes out of it, depending upon what poll you believe, with just about the same poll rating that Barack Obama did in his first year. That doesn't sound great to me, though, because in my book, 2018 is going to be a big challenge. We can get there. The campaign geniuses in Washington have to come to terms with some unfortunate facts. But what they can't do, and they should never do, is, abandon and kick out of the party the Bannons, the Breitbarts, the InfoWars, the Fox News, the grassroots, the people who elected
Donald Trump. Exactly. We've got a huge year ahead of us. Everybody's, if we go to sleep, the globalists could win. If we stay awake, we win. Roger Stone, let's both here toast to you and the audience, everybody. I salute you. We got 30 seconds left. Final comment going into 2018.
Well, Alex, look, I want to salute you because you had the courage and the foresight to be for Donald Trump when people like Glenn Beck were saying, oh, he's a disaster, he's a sure loser, and you never wavered. Well, I remember talking to you the day the NBC Billy Bush tape dropped. You never wavered. You said, well, we're going to get over this, we're going to win this thing, and you were right. Watch the president regain the initiative coming up soon when he fires Rod Rosenstein. That's my prediction for 2018.
To Americana, to freedom, to you, my friend, to the audience, God bless you and the crew. Fellas. Thank you. 1 year later, we delivered. You did it, folks. We did it together. Thank God. Thank Jesus. We did it. Happy New Year, folks.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.